As we look at the 10 threats to the Great Lakes, we're spending some time examining the effects of the alien invasive species that have changed the lakes. One of the first invasive species to arrive in the Great Lakes was the alewife. It's native to the Atlantic Ocean. It has become the most beloved of all the invasives. That's because it's food for the most popular sport fish in the Great Lakes. But in the beginning, the sport fish was introduced to get rid of the alewives. Peter Payette reports.
When autumn arrives in northern Michigan, salmon fishermen line the rivers. The fish, native to the Pacific Ocean, swim upstream to spawn and then die. That's why Tim Gloshen says they're not interested in his bait.
But if you irritate them enough and keep putting it in front of them, they'll snap at it sometimes, and you got to be ready as soon as they hit it and set your hook.
Anglers caught 8 million pounds of salmon in Lake Michigan last year. Most of the fish are caught out in the lake.
I got buddies that are, you know, catching a couple hundred a year out there. They're out there, you know, twice a week at least, all summer long, you know.
Tim and his buddies, and everyone else who fishes for salmon in the Great Lakes, are at the top of the food chain. The money they spend on food, lodging, tackle, and boats figures heavily into decisions about how to manage the lakes. But it wasn't always so. Pacific salmon were stocked here about 40 years ago to control the invading alewives. The native lake trout had just about been wiped out by overfishing and the sea lamprey. With no big predators left, the alewife population exploded. At one point, it was estimated that for every 10 pounds of fish in Lake Michigan, 8 was alewives. Occasional die-offs would cause large numbers of alewives to wash up on beaches all over the Great Lakes. Historian Michael Sharapa says all this was happening as America was feeling the urge to get back in touch with nature.
And that's when you get this rise of a greater interest in sport fishing, recreational fishing, hunting. I mean, Teddy Roosevelt sort of epitomized the spirit, the strenuous life, you know, get back out there and engage nature. It's good for the soul, it's good for the body, it's good for the mind.
So the salmon was brought in to control the alewife population and transform the Great Lakes into a sport fishing paradise. And it worked. But alewives remained the best food source for the ravenous salmon. So now a healthy alewife population is seen as a good thing by the states that benefit economically from the recreational fishing. Mark Holey with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says this has caused people to forget alewives are an invasive species.
You know, if alewives were knocking on the door today, there may be a much different discussion about it. It may be more like the Asian carp.
How the alewife would compare to Asian carp is unknown, because the Asian carp has been found in the Mississippi River, but not yet in the Great Lakes. What is known is that when alewives are abundant, native fish don't do well. For example, Holey says biologists used to think PCBs caused many young lake trout to die. Now they know early mortality is mostly due to thiamine deficiency. Thiamine is a vitamin lacking in lake trout that eat too many alewives.
From the studies that we've been involved with, anywhere between 30 to 50% of the females that we take eggs from show their eggs show some signs of thiamine deficiency, which means survival of those eggs are impaired.
In some cases, none of the eggs will survive. So a worst-case estimate would be half of the wild lake trout in the Great Lakes can't reproduce because of alewives. This is why advocates for native fish species have been happy to see alewife populations decline in recent years. They almost disappeared from Lake Huron. Mark Ebner is a fisheries biologist for the Chippewa-Ottawa Resource Authority. He says the government agencies that stock salmon and lake trout should stock more than ever to keep pressure on the alewives. Ebner thinks with alewife numbers down, there's an opportunity to reestablish the native herring as the main prey fish in the lakes, especially in Lake Huron.
Saginaw Bay used to have a huge population of lake herring that's essentially gone. They used to have a tremendous commercial fishery for it, and you know, people used to come from miles around to buy herring there, and everybody in that lower end of the state used to have herring come the fall and the springtime when the fisheries were fishing them, but they're gone.
This opportunity to bring herring back might not last much longer. The warm weather this past summer will probably help alewives rebound next year. For the GLRC, I'm Peter Payette.